A very warm welcome, and I'm so much excited that I have a wonderful soul here in my podcast today, Adriana Meiser. And I would love if you just could introduce yourself. Adriana.
Nice. Thank you. Nice for having me. Yes, my name is Adriana and I'm working since 20 years with the holy, lightful energies of our spirits, with our spirit guides. And this is an amazing part of my whole life. It's not just my work, it's something that is really connected with myself since I'm a child. And I just love to inspire people, to be with people in when they are starting to connect with their own heart, like I did 20 years ago, and still doing it because this is a work in progress thing that I think it's just a whole life. And it's just amazing. So thanks for having me and nice to join and just jump in this beautiful podcast.
Yeah, for me it's doubly exciting because for me you've been my idol for like years. I just saw you when you did that channeling, Sashama channelings for Silke Schäfer. And it was for me so amazing because I was just like I felt like when that energy just like started running through your body, and it's like for me I'm really excited. And I don't know, we have a maybe a little thing in common. You love Hawaii and also like that aloha, and that like so my heart like cares a lot for that those islands. And I'm a little bit curious, so what's your favorite island, and what is it what you feel there when you are on Hawaii?
Oh. Oh, where do I start with that? Oh my gosh. I love Hawaii. It's the home of my soul. I touched this earth. It makes now 7 years, 8 years ago, the very first time, without speaking English. I just thought, so now is my time. I want to do something freaky. I want to just step out of my daily routines, and I booked a flight to Hawaii and had a great chance to be with a German woman. So because to just sleep in her home, to oh my gosh, thanks God, because it was really different, difficult also to while you're not speaking this language, you know, but the people over there, they just open their heart and they gave me so much patience also, and just they have been so patient with me while I was be there the first time, nearly 3 months the first time, and all the time on Big Island. Big Island is my home. Yeah, I visit other islands too, but I never felt the same spirit as I do when I'm in Hawaii, in Big Island, and just people there, the nature, the rhythm of this earth, of this place, is something that connects so deeply with my soul and with my body. I just, oh, okay. And so I'm just so thankful that I did this for in this time, this crazy step out of my daily routine, without speaking language, with never traveled far away alone. Oh my gosh, it was just terrified, but it was one of the best things I did in my life. Yeah.
It's wonderful because I just can't imagine how it feels. I only know how it feels when I am there, and it was like I felt so much home there, and that I can like live my soul. It was like a coming home for me, and it makes me like soft and warm and comfy and seen, and like so it maybe it also reconnects me with a little bit my feminine power, because I used to be a lot in that masculine energy, and I saw that you have like a it's not so new anymore, but maybe just a tiny little new, that you have that Lilith project going on on Instagram. And I would love if you could talk about that. What does feminine energy means for you? How does that feel like inside of your body?
It's also like homecoming. Because I have been too in this really powerful giving, organizing, like we call it today, male energy, and it was really okay to me. And then I came to Hawaii and I met, and on my energetic body, I met Pele, the.
Oh,
Yes, I see, I see. Yes, the Vulcan goddess over there. And
Oh.
she's really connected to me. This is just my thing with Lilith. Lilith, this feminine goddess energy that I connected with Lilith the very first time 9 years ago, then 7, 8 years ago again with Pele. And since then is something that is just going on inside of me. I'm just looking for this woman. I'm re who I really are. Who is this Adriana? Because I know how to work, how to organize, and how to be, how to socialize. But who am I? Really deeply, really connected with myself because I met myself the very first time in Hawaii. And I met this woman myself and thought, she's cool. I like her. Yes. When I'm free, when I'm just going with the flow daily and I'm not organizing myself, my all the things I have to do, I'm just really different. And so this start I was like starting this project, who am I really? And this it's like a seed planted in this moment, I felt, and since then is growing. And now since 1.5 year, no, last year Saint Germain in some channeling said, I am Saint Germain, and with me is Lilith. And I said, oh no, because I remember 9 years ago that was a really life-changing thing to me. After that, I decided to just change everything. I stopped working one by one session by channeling. So I just opened an online business after, not directly, but it was just like da 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 da. I said, oh no, again. Why? Shit. Yeah, to be honest, I was really afraid when I noticed Lilith comes, is stepping in my energy and my aura. I felt like, oh gosh, okay. So, but I noticed, and I know that when the holy spiritual guides, when they feel that I'm ready, I'm ready. So, okay, let's jump in. And since then, it's just I started to channel her also, which is to my body something really more familiar than with Saint Germain. Saint Germain is really some another part, a really male part. It's not masculine, to be honest, but I feel different, really, really different. Lilith is something really smooth, lovely. And but sometimes she's a little provocating people also. She's yeah, really different, but I like it. I really like it. I feel comfortable. Now, that was funny way to connect with her this way, yeah.
So it's kind of like that we have to adapt to those energies. And also, what I experienced, that it does not feel comfortable all the time. So it's not like that bright, shining light and love is like running through my body, or it feels like I had some weird experiences because, couple of years ago was in my tiny little apartment, and then Sajama said, now I'm going into your body. And I felt like, okay, am I going crazy right now? What's this happening right now? And it was not comfortable at all. And I also feel like that they really try to uplift us. And also that sometimes I feel like I have to tell them, hey, I'm human. This is not possible, but like it's like to differentiate that this is like an energetical world, and now I'm emotional, and now I have need a body because you need to hold all that energy within you. So, and it was so funny because sometimes I just called him Gandalf. I just like say like, okay, because it felt like, you're like Gandalf. It's like, so it's like, and also like that they're not serious all the time. So it's like I do something and they're so, ah, I was just like kidding. So come on. So I don't know what you, it's just like my experience because I never had a training for that. So it's just like felt like bumped into something. And I'm very skeptical. So I'm also like re-questioning those things. And I also want to encourage people to trust. Because finally, even if I'm not ready right now, it takes time. And then I'm ending up with like their advices. You know what I mean? Just like that this is the goal and now we're going to try to come there even if it takes time. So, and I also had that experience, like you said, you have Sajma and Lilith, and it was, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, not that long. It was like, okay, Lady Nada showed up, and it was for me like totally different. It was like having two different parents, and the one told me that and the other one told me that. So it was like not that, like in that extreme way, but that I can imagine how that feels like because you have maybe another guidance in kind of a way, and now like to look, okay, how can we like daily life is like changing with all those energies, and I would love to encourage people to trust. So do you have something to tell probably me or the audience? To trust those energies and that they are probably for our highest good and that they are not bad, or that that whole channeling scene to embrace that more.
Yeah, May, it's a little different my way to see that because I would never ask people to trust a channeler because I would love to invite you guys, trust yourself.
Wow.
This is my way to connect with the with my guidance because I'm connecting with my heart, from my heart to my chakra here on my head. How is it? Crown
Yeah.
chakra. And there I have my guidance. They help me to connect with the lightful parts because we have so many, like as much people we have, good and bad, to be honest, it's the same in the light, in the how you say the insides? I don't remember. So many words in my head.
Some kind of a higher foreign world. I don't know what to exactly.
Yes.
Maybe people like
So
I know what you mean.
yeah, I'm sorry guys. But this is just there are so many energies around us.
Yes.
So if you just blindly start to trust in everything, you will get lost, really. So I would encourage love to encourage people, trust yourself. If your body feels I'm really wanna run away,
Yes.
run away, really. And if in 10 years you meet the same person and you feel like, oh, that's nice. Yes, now I can connect. Then it's the time to connect with this person. It does not mean that you are not ready enough, that this person is bad. It's just not now for you because the Holy Word does not know time as we do. So we have goals that we want to reach on our idea of time and on this our lifetime. But this is our life. Our whole life is the time we have. The possibility to reach this goal is not something that we really have to do now. There is no stress, really, guys. There's no stress. You don't have to enlightenment yourself. You don't have to do things to be a better person because you
Yes.
are great as you are. But how you behave, sometimes we can talk about that. May you can lightening up yourself a little bit, but your being, your soul, your heart is enough. You're just great. So please really trust and connect with yourself. And from here, this holy, lightful part, it will be so easy to you to recognize this person is good to me, this guide is good to me, this is my true, or is connecting with my own true, or this is just for me. No, I do not want to go this way. So also in my channelings, I often ask and please people take what's right for you, rest. Just leave it. Maybe in a few moments, in a few days or years, it will connect with you. And if not, it's not spoken for you because we are so many and they speak a lot. And this the holy word, they speak a lot, and they speak for you, and they speak it in your aura, and so you have it with you, and wherever you meet other people, may some energy is for them, so you just bring it, you know, just like the postman. So it's spoken in your aura, you bring it to somebody, and that's all. So just really trust yourself, and how to trust yourself, that's, yeah, that's true, that's a
Yeah.
long story. Yeah.
I have tips for that. Oh, how was your journey that you learned to trust yourself and to be with you? To be with you.
It's such a long journey. I'm still on it, to be honest. Yeah, it's, yeah, the advice I would love to give myself 10, 20 years ago is listen to your inner voice honestly. Honestly. Just don't push the things that you hear, like ideas of, oh, I would love to not to play the violin, or I would love to learn piano. And often my behavior was, yeah, but now I have to do the numbers. Oh, there's the next interview. And for 5 minutes, I do not take my violin out or something. So I was just always not listening to this inner voice that was asking me for just a moment to connect with me, to things I really love to do. Because music to me is oh, I don't have word. I don't know if they exist words in any language I do speak. So this is just my thing. And I didn't play music for nearly 20 years or more. Why? To be honest, I can't explain. I was just always finding other reasons, more important reasons, as to listen to this lovely inner voice that was asking me for this moment. And the consequence of that is that last year I really noticed I'm so tired. I'm tired of just everything. My body's tired. He's not okay. I'm not okay. I'm not bad, but I'm not okay. And when Lilith stepped in, I noticed that she really pointed her finger on that. Adriana, what you're doing, the way how you live your own life, it's not okay to you. And I was just always, yeah, but it's just a moment. So just, yeah, I will organize that part later. And no, the only advice I would give myself, the only thing may I would change if I could go back, I would listen to this tiny inner voice and be friendly enough, open enough, and committed enough with me to just give me 5 minutes of something that is stupid, maybe that is not organized and not just not perfect. Just be with yourself. This is really so important because out of that, as we women, we this is our source. This is really our source, not just mine. It's our source, and we forgot because we are just trying to be the better men. Men are different. They can charge in another way, but
Be a
we
better
as women,
man.
yeah, we try to. And we're good in that, to be honest. We're great. But our source is different, and this is so important. If ever you feel that you would love to do something, really, really, hey, sister, really try to do it. This is so important. Then you will charge yourself in 5 minutes as much as may you need in one day in a beautiful spa and everything, because time is really irrelevant. It's not necessarily. I don't need 10 minutes, 5 hours of charging if I do, if I'm connected with my real source.
And to slow down and to be really in the moment. And it could be like that I'm standing on the floor and I have something in my hand and I look at it. And
It's
just
grounding.
like forget everything just for a second. And then I feel like a deep breath. I feel myself again, energy comes in. And I have like that connection to my body that I communicate, just like give me a yes, if this is like now okay for you, and then it comes the yes, and then I can move on. So that it's like, yeah, we are different. We are not men. And I remember that you had a wonderful video and it was about your schedule. and how you organize yourself, and not only that aspect that where is like space where I can make space out of my head or what I see, just like, do you want to talk about that? Because I really love that. That, yeah, it's like you connect with energy, maybe your nervous system, your inner team, and then it's a process probably to schedule a week, and that it also can probably change and to allow change. So this is just I can speak out of my experience. So
Yeah.
would you like to talk about that, how you do that?
It's always something, it's a changing thing always because it's my menstrual cycle. It's
Yes.
so important to me. I'm not a specialist in that, really not. I'm really still on journey to notice what's today important to me. And yes, I didn't in the past, I didn't know the value of that. And today I recognize this is so important to be honest and to know my cycle because I have moments that I'm so powerful, crazy, organized, and the things are just plop and done. And then are just other moments it costs me so much. And I'm frustrated, I'm angry with myself or with something that is not working well or whatever. It's just like, nah.
I
Yeah, and but I'm good, you know. I know how to
moments. Should get
work.
out of
So
my way.
and I grew up in a worker family, so I can do that. Just
Yes.
yeah. And then it's no, I could do that maybe in 3 days. Later, so quickly, so easy, funny, laughing, and just feeling good. Or I can do that today. Hate myself, hate the work, and just hate everything. So what do I prefer? But I couldn't accept me in this unstable rhythm for a long time. It just cost me because, yeah, I said I grew up on a farm. I know how to work, but I also learned how to work with nature. And now, when I think back, how could I forget to connect this work with nature? So, now it's my nature. I have to work it, and it's just not stable. I mean, it's stable. But stable in that, in moving, in cycle, in amazing
Cycles.
cycle.
Yes,
Yes. So
yes.
just please listen to yourself and organize the day. May your the schedule of a month when you know when is the moment that you just your moment of step out of being a great functional human being and woman. Just take your moment out and give yourself the chance to be honest with you. This is such a recharging moment if you allow that to you. But it will change your whole life. And it will cost your whole old life. Are you really willing to meet yourself, to trust yourself? Then the price of that is your whole old life. And this is heavy
It
moment in the really first moment, but to meet myself truly, honestly, lovely, soft, it's so much more I could ever be or give to others in my old life. So I'm really willing to buy this price, but sometimes it's scaring, sometimes it's horrible because may you lose some other people they loved you before and they don't love you anymore today because today you are not working this kind because you're not easy. It's not easy to you for you to concentrate, make numbers in a moment of creativity. It's just stupid for us women. So, yeah, I know it's not easy, but it's not easy for any one of us. Of I don't know one woman on this world that wasn't easy for her just to change. No, it's not. But this is okay because the value outcoming of that is you and you're the biggest value you have.
Yes. And also it's like, so just like little my history. I was a triathlete and I did Ironman. So also like you're from Switzerland, I did like the Ironman there in Zurich. 13 degrees and only raining, I just like pushed myself through. So there was no giving up. And I went to Hawaii, it called me and I smashed my kneecap. So I wasn't even able to walk anymore, and like 7 months on the couch, and I had to rethink what I really wanted. And then I decided I want to go 3 months to Hawaii. And I literally felt before the accident, I had all like my online trainings and things, and I have to read that. And I felt like the island was talking to me. No, it's not like it goes anymore. So, and that changed now for 2018, 7 years. And I can, talk out of experience that it's like, because you kind of lose something, but maybe you lose something you've never been really in your heart and your soul. It was never me. And thank you for mentioning all the numbers thing, because sometimes I'm really, if I try to count something or I try to remember what was 2 days ago, I can't. Because I'm like, I feel like it's not necessary like right now to do that. So, and of course that you lose people, or people maybe think, oh no, she's getting really like weird. And then that feminine power probably really needs to step in, because we women, we have a history and we can't deny that history that happened to us. And it's like, would you like to talk about that? Because I feel like there is a lot of anxiety inside of me also to show up, because it was not safe in the past. So would you like to say something about that? How you deal with that, or how is it for you, or maybe what people can help to work through this?
I'm so often looking for this hole where I can sneak in and hide myself
Yes.
because I'm just so afraid for the big, fearful world that I'm in. It's terrifying. Yes, of course, but this is also for all of us. Just because I'm a channeler, I'm working with Lilith, with Saint Germain, with whatever, with Lady Nada and any one of those, I'm not better. I'm not more spiritual. I'm just a human. I'm just a woman scared of being alive, scared of being myself because I'm trained to do something else and I have no clue and no idea where to go and how to accomplish with myself and to go there where I think maybe it would be good. So we're all in the same boat and
Yeah.
nobody has an idea how to. And this is cool because so we can inspire us by others, and may I can inspire you and just be honest, I think. And also, the nice part of being a human in Europe and Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, and so we are quite safe today. I mean, others of our sisters, they are really unsafe still. This is it's terrible. So, if because we are safe, I think it's also our task to learn how to show up honestly, pure, and authentic. So, but it's a way how to find, how to notice. And the thing for me, the easiest way to notice that I'm on a wrong path, it's I start to be boring. I start to feel uncomfortable. My body feels like some pressure, some itch, ouch, odd, meh, in the morning. So, okay. There are many signs I start to read, start to notice, and not just push away because, yeah, maybe I'm next to my period, or maybe there's something in the air. You know, yes, of course, there are many energies in the air that's affecting us, everything, the month, the moon, I'm sorry, the moon.
Yes.
The energy of the stars, the energy of my partner, the energy of my mom, just everything, all the time. We are still in that. And that just gave the a thought, this is the reason why. But then I noticed, yeah, this is part of that. But the biggest part is, I really connected with myself. I'm on the path that I really want to go. And if not, my body shows so easy and so clear there's something. This is not my thing. And then just to be honest and change it, or just not change it. I think it's not really the first step. It's just notice and
Yes.
give my attention to my body. Then in my thoughts will show up maybe what's this
Going on.
thing, what's the task I have to look on it. And then the progress already started because I gave my attention to something that is moving inside of me. And that's my whole job. Give my attention and guide your attention. You know, if you're just always outside and trying to be the beloved, perfect wife or whatever, or a better man or whatever, then you're there and your energy will flow there. But if you're just with you, connected in this moment and noticing, ah, here's something, just be with you, be a friend, because we all need and would love to have a friend that is just listening and give us a moment of attention, honest attention, not thinking about what's my answer about the things you say and how can I give you an advice. No, just listening. Give yourself an emotional exhale while listening, feeling what's with you in this moment, not judging, not trying to find the next solution. Just be with that thing. And out of that, you will notice by time, by breathing, by thinking, may I could do that, or oh, I would love to do that. And this is the inner tiny voice that will show you the next step. They are always here. So just, yeah, listen and be with you. It's the thing I practice to lose fear of showing myself honestly, without makeup, you know, not facial makeup only, with the character I play, with the idea of myself, with how to behave as a channel medium, how to behave as an influencer or however you call the thing. No. How to behave, it's not my question anymore. It's who am I and how can I show you as honestly as possible in what am I now? And this, it's not easy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like to have room and space and silent moments, and to allow that we have those silent moments, and that then nothing bad happens, and also give each other like security that it's okay, that you don't need to perform right now. Because I think on an unconscious level, we can sense that. And also to appreciate that. So I really learn like from like the ground to appreciate the tiny little things. It's like go running for 5 minutes and it's okay. It doesn't have to be an hour. Or you can walk. You can decide different. But also like what I learn right now is like what are my promises for myself? So where are my boundaries when we talk about to show up, also like where I feel uncomfortable and I now want to really protect myself. So, or I don't want to show up. I want to just like yesterday, I was just like being in my room and just like to nourish that teenage part that was never probably seen by my parents. And I'm just like not lazy. And I just like, I'm like, you know, hanging out with myself. So. And my brain says, oh, you have to work. You have to make money. You're an entrepreneur that doesn't work like this. You have to do something. So, and to skip that program because it's not the whole truth. I get just like bookings because I did nothing. So, and like, I feel like that Hawaii just like tried to teach me something. So just like coming back to just where we just like get started and that feminine energy is different. Like allow that power of receiving. Just
You
like,
just said it. Yes. Yes. As a woman, we really do not have to make money. I mean, do you make the baby inside of your belly? Do you create the milk you can nourish your baby? Do you think about, do you know all the ingredients? Put your together the bones you're making.
the
No.
production process until the end it comes out and this is how
Ah. Okay, this we are
it's
not talking about. Oh, yes,
like.
but this is the thing. We don't need to make the things. We are really, this is the really big difference also between male and female, masculine and feminine. We are in this great position to learn to receive.
Yes.
But the sad thing is that we have to learn it. But I think it's really okay. It's not sad because it's a great It's an amazing thing. We can learn, we can experience ourselves in that. And as you noticed yesterday, by just really being honestly with yourself in the thing you in this moment is important to you received bookings. Just you received. So if we learn really honestly to be in our own feminine energy, to do the things that in this moment are really necessary, while not explaining all the time why we do not this and do not the other stuff, just learn to receive. And then money, it's an energy that will follow us. But if we run money behind because we think we have to make it, we will run behind it always. And maybe sometimes we have a big amount on our bank account, but it will find his way to escape because we're still running behind it. But if we learn really to receive, and this is not logical, this is not the thing we have been learned. No, but this is the cool thing in our time that we can start to create that. And this is also a really thing that is so important to us. I said this woman that we are living in Germany, in England and wherever, that we are, this is really our part to put this in the aura of a cell for ourselves and just write like a how-to. So other people, other great sisters, they are still not safe. They are experiencing other things. One day they can just read in the energy in our world how to, and it will be so much easier for them to follow us. And then we meet. So just learn how to be with yourself and not running behind. And I mean, yes, of course, if you have three kids and you're alone and you have to pay the bills and the rent and just everything, yeah, I do understand. But it's a mindset. It's a feeling inside of you. Like I said, it don't, and you said, we don't need to run an hour. Maybe if you give yourself a freaking out moment with a really cool song for 5 minutes,
Or
then
dancing. I love
it's,
to dance.
yeah, it
Yes.
is done. And then you can do the things that with full power, as you never would do it 10 minutes ago, because it was just, you have been so empty. So we are really in charge to learn how to refill ourselves. And then we receive by refilling ourselves all the energy we need to give to other people, to the things we have to do. So our life, I think it's not less complicated as the life was for my grandmother, maybe. She had other things to deal with it. But the thing she had, I think, was also time. And I have so many things to do, and I mean, I receive emails, messages, WhatsApp, on every social media account you can receive messages, and they're like, whoa, there's so many things that are coming to me. My grandmother, she was waiting for a letter maybe a week or two, and then she had time to think about,
Yes.
and then she respond to it, and it took, yes, this is what I mean, time. I mean, she needed to work also so much and physically hard. And I do not have to be honest, because I'm not on the farm of my dad anymore. So I don't have to. But the thing is, today we need to take our time. And this is our responsibility. Please give yourself what you need in this moment and then go ahead.
Yeah, so true. And I'm doing for myself because I realized that I'm traumatized and a lot of fear came up and how really to deal with fear, because this is, I think, what those women probably feel. They fear that they can't nourish their kids. And it's like to do the body work and to do the nervous system work and to surround yourself with people you feel safe, that they not hustle. I love like to ask people, it's like when I like teaching seminars, like with whom you want to surround yourself, who's pushing you and stressing you out, or you feel like you can calm down. And you can also be that person that is that centered, calm, silence place, and it's training. So Like, yeah, how is that for you? Do you have like a tools or techniques? Or for me is I really try, like you said, to perceive what's right now. So what's going on inside of me? And yeah, so how do you do that? Or it's like do maybe not like the right word because you literally do nothing in those moments to get used to it, like to that no nothing thing.
Yeah, I tried so many things, and Saint Germain always told me, just breathe.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the hell out scared in this moment, crazy angry and whatever. Just breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like this is impossible to me. I mean, this is just too easy. And then I noticed by time that everything else that would be maybe more complicated, but step one, two, three, four, what I would love to, just give me a so I can follow these steps. I noticed, no, it's really not. It's just a really crazy, easy thing, breathing. Just concentrate of my breath and feel it. Just try to feel, and then everything shows up. But to promise myself to be my own safe space, where
Yeah.
my own feelings, first of all, have the right to be. And then I had to learn to express this to other people, to start communicating with others, first of all, with my partner, and ask for, can you just give me now a safe space?
Oh,
Because
sorry.
when I started just to communicate the things that are not okay to me, like boom, it exploded at home all the time. So because he's from Argentina and I'm from Switzerland, so there are two cultures, two languages. So yes, he don't speak German. I had to learn. I wanted to learn, to be honest, Spanish. But it's not easy to express myself in a language I'm still learning after many years. But it's, I mean, if I'm emotional, it's just then I'm a Swiss, and then I would love to tell things in Swiss, in Swiss German. So, and then we really needed to learn how to communicate and how to ask for that, what I really need. But first of all, I need to know how do I feel? Because I felt the last thing that was anger. The last step for my body and my soul to show myself that something is wrong to me, because the many tiny steps I didn't listen to, but the big one that was just in my whole body full of anger, that I do notice. Oh, okay. So I needed to learn how many steps are actually before. Do I feel uncomfortable? Am I not agree with this situation? Am I scared maybe, or whatever? Is this old trigger that is going up now with me? What's going on? So I have to be my own safe space first, be with me, and then communicate and ask also for that what I need. Because man and woman, we are so different. If I'm organizing myself by and notice what happened with me while talking, he's trying to give me solution, but I'm still not have seen the whole thing. And as when you start to give me solution for this tiny part, but for me it's all of that, I do not feel seen. I do not feel heard, listened. I just feel like, no, it's not what I'm looking for. So just please listen to me. So I needed to learn how to communicate that, and just I want to share something with you. I do not looking for solution. Okay, maybe after we can find a solution, but please just give me a moment. I need to feel listened. So and then I started to explain how to, and he learned why by time, because then I still is his part of B is finding solution, and it was really not easy for him just to listen, maybe 10 minutes, a monologue of mine. And he had
Like
plenty.
voice messages with friends because then you take your time to listen and you have to time to think and then you have time to answer.
Yeah, so it was, for him, it was really different. Also, this. And then we learned to, hey, give me an emotional exhale. Just listen. You are not in charge to give me any solution of my problems because, to be honest, maybe it's not a problem. It's just I'm confused. I'm just in a weird moment, I don't know. This is the thing. I don't know. Help me to know Not a solution, just help me to know while I'm talking. So, and this is just practicing with all the people you're around. But first of all, you really need to listen to yourself. And may you just need to take yourself out of this situation, go to the bathroom, to your
Yeah.
sleeping room, whatever, and just give yourself a moment and breathe, feel, and think. Because our ego and our think head is not bad in the spiritual scene. No, it's absolutely not. It's an amazing tool, but we have to learn to guide it. Otherwise, if it's starting to guide us, yes, then it's not that nice anymore.
Absolutely. And so many like similarities. And I remember that I had that wish to have like an English native speaker as a partner. And then I felt like I'm so afraid. What if I can't express myself? Because yeah, it's like it's not my mother tongue, so it's different. So I'm running through the process with that to have more like safety. And that it's also okay that it's maybe not perfect how I speak right now, and that I'm emotional, and I also have that like space and compassion like from my counterpart that I'm German. So, and it, like you said, it's like a different culture because we like also like I don't know if this is my truth. I love cultures. So and yeah, that there are differences. How can we work through this? And I also have a tale story when I did a Vipassana meditation. It's about like 10 hours meditating, and it's just like doing nothing and breathing and observing. And then I realized how I am afraid of really having a natural like breathing. And then I remember that my dad just like, it was like, I wasn't allowed like to breathe in my own rhythm because he was triggered. So I needed to adapt. So because it was dangerous. And then just in my case to come back to my natural breathe, it's hard work. So because it's just like in situations I'm all alone. It's not like it doesn't make sense, but it's inside of me like, oh, be careful, be careful. So and it was like 2 days ago, I felt like, oh my God, I had just a deep like breathing, and it felt so good. And just like, oh my gosh, it was like for some people, it's like, okay, give me something, give me a tool and technique. I need something. It's just like, breathe. Oh, this is boring. It's like, I know. And because, yeah, we forgot. It's like, I know. Try it anyway. And now you remembered me. Oh, I'm holding on to my breath. Could you just breathe? Thanks, Adriana.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is there anything you feel like you want to share, or what's really important for you? I have like that warmth thing that we women, we have that warmth, and also like those like chakras there, and also like you mentioned the menstruation and the cycle, and to see that not as something which is disturbing, like it's like bothering me, that to getting back that holy thing that women and in the past they used to bleed together, that bleed was a holy thing, that it was for the earth, that things could grow. So do you have experiences, or just like you feel like I want to add something?
Yes, I just want to encourage you because it's possible. We are four employees in my business, and when we started, or I started, we all together, to be more honest, it was fun because one of my friends and colleagues is a man, and the rest of us are women and in different ages and stuff. And he The first time when we met together, he started to have an app with my menstruation cycle.
That's
What? Yeah, because it's a way more easy to me. He said, when I know when you're next to your period, your premenstrual moment, I will just don't take the things personal, because he do that with his wife too. And I said, wow.
How was that for you? How does that?
It's amazing. I mean, so he just when I communicated, oh, I have my period, I have my it's painful and stuff, he just added it to his app. And I would really recommend that to great men of our time. Just you will understand us so much better when you know our cycle, and there are so many apps you can use. You can read what we are passing
Your
through.
schedule.
So he really just know when he wanna offer me a new idea or something, just don't do it in my premenstrual phase because you will just gain a no. Just as a no, but 4 days after or later, a maybe and a yes. So j because then I'm open to new things. But shortly before my cycle, my menstruation started, I'm just not, because it's not my mood. So this was the really first moment I noticed that men are also in interested, if they are aware enough, that women have a cycle. So, and then we started to communicate in my team. Oh, I feel uncomfortable because of that and this and stuff. And then we started to organize our meetings, our workshops and stuff as good as possible. Or we just accept this, we have a lot of things to do today, but one of them now has her menstruation. And then it's like, fuck. Okay, you just take your time. It's really accepted. So I accept them when they cannot give me the perfect work today because of their cycle. And they accept me when I'm just not in the mood to make some reels today because I just don't feel like camera and I, we just know today. And this is now not how I want to show up in front of the camera today because no, just no. And you do not have to explain. So if you have your agenda, whatever, just try to read your own cycle. Just try to, yes, just share it with others. It will be so much easier to communicate with the person, the people next to you. And don't be afraid. Of course, every time if somebody new is joining us, and then we're the first thing, good morning, I'm on my period today. Yeah, I mean, it's weird, but why? It's something so crazy, totally n
That's why
natural.
we all here on this planet.
I
So
mean,
that's
most of us are
nice.
bleeding as women. Yeah, I mean, not all, but most. Just, yeah, it's really okay. And it's for me, the weirdest thing is on our world and our time is that we feel it like hard work to go back to our nature. What went wrong on Earth that be my own nature is hard work. So I really invite you, dear sister and friend,
Thank you so
don't
much.
look this way. To express yourself, to meet yourself, to show up with yourself is not hard work, is your nature. To fake yourself, to be whatever, that's hard work. The thing is, we're trained since child to do this hard work, to accomplish the ideas of other, to be okay to others. That's hard work. But to be you, no, it's your nature. It's the really easy thing. But it's true that it's not fit in our daily day. Maybe. But it's possible. And I think so. This is as a sisterhood, I really ask for help. Let's help each other. Let's be here for each other. And do not fight for who is the biggest, who is the greatest, who is the best of us, who is more spiritual, who is more. I just don't care. Please. Of course, my ego cares that too sometimes. And I feel really pissed off of somebody or something. But in my heart, I know that all of you, beautiful sisters and brothers here outside, you're part of me, of my family on earth. So I'm really open and asking for let's help. Let's move together. Let's talk honestly what's going on inside of you, because it's not shameful, it's not bad, and it's not disturbing. It's our nature. It's
Disturbing.
just
It's not disturbing.
normal.
Come back to normal.
Yeah.
Where can people connect with you? On Instagram, your website, your projects,
Yeah.
your
Yeah, I
work.
think the easiest thing is on my website, adrianameiser.com, but I try to be on Instagram, on YouTube, and Instagram I have three channels. There's everything is my name, but there's one point, Lilith. There's just more for feminine
Yes.
energy. Yes, and my name with dot AR is the Spanish thing. Yes, I know I didn't speak for more than a year English and English, and now it's just no. I was in Argentina now for more for a month, and I was just living the whole time thinking in Spanish, and then just coming back, start to speak English is like, what? But it's okay. So just find me on Instagram. And for me, the more beautiful things now is restart again to meet people in person, because I love to do channelings in nature, just feel the energy of this place. And now I start to invite people to show me their holy secret places on earth if they're open, that I can film, make a movie over there, channeling, and then they can join me. So just feel free and send me a message on office@adrianameiser.com, so we can connect, and I will maybe meet you on your beautiful place on earth, just to channel and meet and talk and share a moment between us. This is something I feel it's so important to me. The online business is amazing, it's great, but the thing I start really missing are the people. Just talk. Just li hear you really, and not just technical stuff. It's amazing, but I really miss my family, the humans. Just hug.
The Hawaiian word for family, ohana.
Ohana.
Just different. It doesn't have to be like your family of origin. It doesn't
No.
do that way. Thank you so much for your words, your time, your energy, all your path. Because this is who you are right now. Thank you so much. I feel honored and blessed and just like happy. Like in Hawaiian, mahalo. Nui loa.
Aloha, mahalo. Thank you too.
Have a great day.